snap, snap, snap. The noise cut through the darkness. I struggled to make sense of it. I was in a deep sleep or something like that. I opened my eyes. Where am I? I thought to myself. I'm outside. It is very dark. I am unsure if there's even moonlight. If there is, the clouds are covering it. I am sprawled on top of a large boulder. My left leg hangs toward the dirt, and my right leg and thigh are buckled underneath me on the boulder. I was in a very precarious position. Then, as I begin to focus, I find myself staring into the face of my dear friend, Tony Hunter. I can barely see anything. My glasses are gone. I move my left arm with difficulty up to my face, and I can feel my left eye socket is empty. My glass eye is missing, too, and my head is spinning with all kinds of thoughts. Fortunately, I don't seem to have a headache. I do not think I have one. But I will say everywhere else on my body is screaming in pain. I have no idea the extent of my injuries, only that I feel like a steamroller has run over me. My body is a mass of bruises and cuts, and I can feel the cold seeping into my bones. Tony had been checking if I was alive. When he found me, I was facing down on this massive boulder, limbs splayed unnaturally. He had turned me over and was trying to snap the fasteners of my burnt orange ski jacket. His hands shook as he worked, his breath coming in short bursts. "Stay with me," he muttered, more to himself than me. His face, what little I could see of it, was tight with fear, as if he wasn't sure I'd last long enough for help to arrive. That is the noise I heard that woke me up. I looked at Tony and said in a soft and scratchy voice, "What happened?" He was stressed and scared. He was trying to bundle me up, and I knew he was trying to aid me. Tony said, "We've crashed." His words landed like a punch. Crashed? My mind struggled to connect the dots, my body already screaming the truth. Panic swelled in my chest. I could feel my own pain, but what about the others? Were they even alive? I didn't know if we had all made it, or I was asking a question to which I didn't want the answer. I'm trying to make sense of what he was telling me, "We've crashed." I said, "Where did we crash? Near Lake Havasu or near Vegas? Do you know?" Tony responded, "We need help." That is all he seemed to say. I'm not sure he knew where we were. My senses are starting to kick in. I was becoming more alert and aware of our surroundings. I, too, was scared and had no idea where we were. I knew we had been flying home to Las Vegas in a small plane, a Cessna 175, 1952 single engine, and my cousin Gary Earle was the pilot. While in flight, just before we flew over Lake Havasu, we had discussed landing in Lake Havasu or continuing to fly onto Vegas. We were about an hour from North Las Vegas Airport, and a storm was behind us, about 2 hours away. Tony said, "I will try to move Gary closer to you." Gary is a big man. He is 6'4" and weighs around 250 ulbs. Tony tried to lift him by putting his arm under his, but they could only move a few inches. Gary's legs collapsed under him, and down he went. Then Tony came over to me and said he must go and find some help. He asked me if I could move. I said, "I don't think so." I tried to move, but if every time I moved my left leg, I had an excruciating pain rush through my body. Oh my God, I feel like I was nailed to the boulder.